Radio Sports. Welcome to the Sports Hub. Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 FM proudly presents Northeast South Dakota's leader in sports talk and sports coverage. Co-hosts David Tewksbury and Matt McClure have you covered on all things area sports. They'll talk with local coaches.
We have it so good, and I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena. There's absolutely nothing like you, and so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
He said after the win last week, we set a new standard for how we play at Northern State, and we will never go back. And they responded. Our guys responded today. What a performance.
They'll sit down with local student athletes.
I've always said Coach Schmidt and Coach Glasgow took a big chance on me out of high school. You know, I was only 170 pounds. Showed up, I had blonde hair, dangly earrings, a lot of jewelry, and I was 17 when I first got up here for the first couple weeks. I was super nervous, and now with a year under my belt, a spring under my belt, everything's just slowed down. I'm seeing the ball, I'm seeing the receivers, everything slowed down. I'm really grateful. The coaches took a chance on me.
We're a great team too. We can beat anybody. We haven't been scared in the past, but I don't know. We can beat anybody. Like, we can show up on any day and beat anybody in the NSIC. That's what we learned today.
Plus, they'll visit with local media members and talk all things sports in South Dakota and the region.
Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Take a look in the mirror, pal.
Let's go!
Let's play some golf. All right, glad to be with you on this Wednesday installment of the Sports Hub on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. It's the great Bob Barker. You can check that out on the old X account at Fox Sports 1420 AM. Follow us there at @_Cobra66 for my compatriot across the way, and at David Tewksbury for yours truly. You can follow us on there on Twitter or X if you prefer. And, of course, you can also smash that like button, share the stream, all that good stuff, and give us a thumbs up there on the old Facebook page, facebook.com/Fox Sports Aberdeen. Glad to be with you on this Hub Day installment of the show. Cobra, how are your Wednesday morning hijinks going so far?
Doing all right. How are you doing today?
Not too shabby. I'm looking forward to a little sunshine tomorrow, a little, nice little change of pace. I think that'll be nice. And you trying to get out and play a little golf tomorrow, perhaps?
Yeah, I got to get out and play. I've been kind of stuck inside here the last, really, week. I mean, it's just been a good amount of rain. And then this weekend, it was kind of clear, but it was pretty busy over the weekend. So I haven't been able to play. And I'm looking forward to getting back out there. Hopefully, I still know how to swing a club at the end of this thing.
Tomorrow, we've got no rain in the forecast. That's right. I mean, I just realized that was the button that was missing here. Somebody took out my hallelujah button. Was it you?
Yeah, it probably was me by accident when I was trying to move some things around.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah. It happens to the best of us. But nevertheless, looking forward to a nice day tomorrow for sure. And golf is kind of the theme of today's show, as we've got Olivia Braun joining us live in studio here in the next 15 minutes. Looking forward to a really fun discussion with her. And it's kind of funny because we've had her on, I believe, twice now live in studio, once as a freshman, then last year as a sophomore. She's, of course, a junior this year. And it's hard to believe, you blink your eyes that fast. In a couple months down the road, she's going to be officially a senior in high school. Pretty wild. I had Megan Fastenaugh on the program when she played at Northern State. I had her on as her freshman year approached. Now she's graduated for NSU. So, man, these seasons, these years, they just go by so, so quickly, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. She's certainly had a heck of a career to start, and just trying to finish this year off strong, right, your junior year, and then that carries in the momentum your senior year and just finish it off. But to your point, it does go by super fast. Maybe not in the moment, but in the grand scheme of things, it definitely does fly by.
Remember when you were in college, your parents probably told you, oh, just enjoy it, Matt. These are going to be the next 4 years of your life that'll go by so, so quickly, and you're like, yada, yada, yada.
You Whatever.
Hear it, you hear it all the time, and then the next thing you know, you're in Sisseton, South Dakota.
That's a good way to put it. That's exactly how it went down.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Pretty much me, too.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, he is Matt McClure. We, of course, call him the Cobra. Also,
Mr. Unlimited.
Let's toss this thing up in the air for the jump here on Fox Sports Aberdeen. And speaking of feeling old and how fast the years go by, this came across my feed, and I thought to myself, wow, I remember watching this guy in the squared circle, as it were. And he was referred to as, of course, the next big thing, Brock Lesnar. Of course, he was a great, great wrestler. I think that was back in technically the early stages of WWE, very latter stages of WWF. I think right when he got in 2003, that was, of course, in the sort of transition between WWF and WWE. And I've shared the story of when I was at the Webster Armory, brand new to the area, never been in there before, and I'm kind of walking around the armory looking at all the photos of all the student athletes from back in the day, and then I come across Brock Lesnar's photo, and I was like, wait, the Brock Lesnar? Like, yeah, no, he's from Webster, South Dakota. See, I had no idea, being from Chicagoland, you typically don't think about these sorts of things. But that's not that long ago, at least in my mind. That's probably about over a decade ago that I made that first trip to Webster. And now, his daughter, get this, Maya Lesnar, of course, daughter of Brock Lesnar, just won her fourth straight Mountain West shot put title. She is currently number one in the nation. She goes to Colorado State, and Maya Lesnar, daughter of Brock, is pretty doggone athletic as well.
Yeah, she's just absolutely dominating the shot put for sure. And, you know, when you were talking about Brock Lesnar there, when he would come out in the WWE, they'd say he's from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's like his character. So I would always get confused. Is he actually from Webster? Is he from Minnesota? So, yeah. But his daughter is incredible at the shot put. Just like watching a highlight video. I mean, the power she has from the lower body. She gets the entire lower body, her hips involved in it, and she could throw the shot put a long way. She's kind of like a mirror image of Brock to a certain extent.
Yeah, she's got a lot of power, for sure. I mean, if you just look at a photo of her core, you're like, she could probably throw like a log a couple of meters or something like that. You know those old Celtic games, which is like throwing logs and stuff? Like, yeah, she could probably pull that off, so... Big shout out to her. She's off to a great start in her collegiate career. Not even start, but kind of wrapping it up, as it were. But, you know, you texted me the other night about golf and what was going on there, and Scottie Scheffler, of course, taking care of business. And I thought to myself, man, he is on a run. This is like a Tiger Woods-esque sort of run. No, it's not even close to a Tiger Woods-esque run. I saw this on social media, and it really kind of puts things into perspective just how good Tiger was. Scottie Scheffler would have to win 56 of his next 110 events to catch up with Tiger's win rate through 250 starts. Through 250 for Tiger, he won 71 times.
Wow.
71 times he won through 250 events. And just to put that into perspective, we talk about how good Scottie Scheffler is. And he really is. He's probably the best golfer hands down in the world right now. But unless he can win the next 56 of 110, he's still not quite Tiger Woods.
No, he's not. And that stat just speaks for itself. He's got, 15 career PGA Tour wins. So he got his third major. I kind of found that hard to believe coming into this weekend that he's only won two majors. He's won the Masters twice, 2022 and 2024, and then obviously won the PGA Tour over the weekend there at Quail Hollow. But he's, without a doubt, probably the best. I'd say maybe him and Rory back and forth are the best golfers in the world, but I give the edge to Scotty. You know, I was texting some of my friends and some family members. We do this big golf pool, and like, you could be looking at the leaderboard at any tournament, especially these majors, and there's Scotty just in the mix. I mean, it's incredible. What he might not be winning the thing at the end of the day, he might not win everyone, but the guy's in the mix every time. Like, never misses a cut. He's always in, it feels like, in the top 12 with like a chance to win on the weekend. And what did he do in this tournament? He didn't get off to a great start. He was 2 under, and then he goes crazy on Saturday. How about that? He hit a par 4. It's like a 300-yard par 4. He put it under a foot, and then that really got him going. And you knew on Sunday, and here's another thing, you know, since Scotty's been at these PGA events and especially these majors, when he's had the lead after 54 holes, he's been able to close, and that's what's really impressive. He's got a lot of Tiger-esque qualities to him. I think guys are intimidated to play with him. I really do. Like, you know, Alex Noren was the guy that was playing with him on Sunday. He was like 3 or 4 back, And I think that intimidation factor really plays a role when you're playing with Scotty, because nothing gets to him, and he just plays so well. I think he's got a little Tiger qualities to him. Not as good, but he's got some qualities that I see similarities to.
I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on in that assessment. No, by the way, for what it's worth, not being arrested this year at the PGA.
How about you got arrested last year and shot like a 6-under in the first round?
I know, right? Doesn't make any sense. Dude is just an absolute freak. Absolute freak show. Speaking of freak show, that's a segue. This gal is the WNBA. Caitlin Clark. She is off to a very good start in her WNBA career. This stat piqued my interest. It's on social media. You get these really, really long careers that just last forever. And it's just like, wow, look at all the numbers that so-and-so put up. Well, she's doing it very, very quickly. The most 20-point and 10-assist games in WNBA history. I can't believe this number is this low, number one. And number two, Caitlin Clark is right there. Courtney Vandersloot did it 10 times. 10 times, took her 430 games to do it. Caitlin Clark did it last night. That was her 41st game doing it. By the way, Diana Taurasi, of course, Matt Wilbur, coached her up last year down south there in Phoenix. She had it 9 times, 565 games. Now, these women are no slouches. These are really good athletes. They're great, but like 430 games to have 20 points and 10 assists, that is that's a lot of time to get that taken care of.
And
a long time.
A long time, and Caitlin did it in, what, this is her second WNBA season?
Not even her second full year.
She's great. She's, like, the best player in the WNBA. That's what it kind of tells me, what she's able to do, get her teammates involved. It took some time to kind of get integrated into the system and things, but since that second half of last year, she's really taken off. And she's so much fun to watch. I mean, really, they lost last night to Atlanta, I think by a point or something like that. But she's just incredible. They got a team around her, too. So I'm expecting a little bit more expectations this year for them.
I'm not going to sit here and say I watch WNBA basketball until the cows come home. But I will tell you that she is the face of the league. There's no two ways about it. And oh, by the way, I would have guessed Sue Bird was probably at the top of that list.
Sure.
20-point, 10-game assists. I would have guessed that she's got to be up there, and that's just not the case. But only 10 times, took you 430 games to get that done? Wow. That's a lot. That's a long, long time.
Yeah, for assists, too?
Yeah.
You'd think that would be something that took you a little bit shorter time.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be curious to see how long it took, like, an NBA player or something like that to make. I mean, well, to be fair, though, the NBA numbers are completely inflated nowadays anyway.
Yes.
Everyone's getting double-doubles and triple-doubles, but I don't know.
Double-double in the NBA. You're exactly right. It's nothing like it used to be.
Happens in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It's just like, eh.
Another double-double.
Who cares? But pretty wild that she's done it now 10 times in only 41 games. So pretty amazing there from one Caitlin Clark. Coming up next on the show, we're talking some high school golf. Olivia Braun, she'll be joining us live in studio after this. Sports Hubbing It Up on a Wednesday installment of the show right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. I'm David Tewksbury, he's Matt McClure, and we're joined live in studio by the... This would be a good foursome, you know. This would be a really good foursome on the golf course for sure. Actually, as Olivia Braun joins us here, as well as head coach Kim Zimmerman. Folks, how are we doing today?
I'm good.
Doing well.
We'll have Kim Zimmerman on here as well, probably more so in our next segment, if you will. As he kind of popped in, he said, "Hey, I'm just here for moral support." And I mean, that's basically what a coach is, right? You're just there for moral support all the time.
Exactly. Like I said, whatever this young lady needs or wants, I try to accommodate.
So is that what you do on the golf course? You know, he's just kind of there lurking, yeah. And you're just like, you know what? I could really use help on this fifth hole here.
Mm-hmm. And it's nice to hear a second voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I get that. Well, you know what? We are big fans of golf. We're big fans of you. We're big fans of Aberdeen Central Golf, certainly. And we've been following your journey. We've had you in studio now a couple times. So maybe you get like a cup of coffee on your third visit or something like that. I should probably roll out the red carpet a little bit more. But, you know, you've had a wild, wild ride. Just to get to this point, how have you kind of grown the most in the last just a couple of years doing this game?
Yeah, I think I've jumped a level every year. I've come out for spring golf, and it's always my most excited time of the year because it's like it's my favorite sport, and I'm always happy to get out there and do what I do best.
So you get out there, and you know, when the winter months happen, I'm just curious, are you swinging a club all winter too? Like, you know, obviously I'm thinking about golf or getting out there and playing in the spring during the winter months. You know, what are some of the things you do in the winter to prepare you for an upcoming spring?
Yeah, so I play a lot of simulator golf because, I mean, that's the only really thing you can do in South Dakota. But normally I try to play, like, a tournament or two every winter down south, and then I'm just on the simulator a lot, focusing on, like, more of the mechanics of my swing rather than course management and stuff like that.
I think it was sometime in February or maybe it was early March, I had the stomach bug. And Coach Zimmerman shot me a text message that you were down in Arizona. And I was like, Olivia Braun's playing golf right now? Like, what time of the year is this? How did you even get into a tournament like that?
Yeah, so honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. My grandpa's kind of my scheduler for golf tournaments and stuff. So I kind of just shoot him up and be like, hey, these dates work for me. Find a tournament. So it's more him doing than me, but yeah.
Cool.
So junior season, you know, how have things been going for you this season? Obviously we've been following it and you've been killing it, so from your perspective, how have you liked how this season has gone?
I mean our entire team has jumped up to the next level, and it's really exciting to see, especially when everybody plays well. It's exciting to see how excited we all get, and the team's gonna do really well this year, hopefully pull it out at state.
Yeah, well, that's just it. It's a team. It's not just you. You know, we talk about you. You're kind of the headliner, but there's a lot of players. You know, Kylie Wirebaugh has been outstanding this season as well. Emma Dore has had a really, really good year. You know, obviously you always want to win, but what's it like when you're competing with your friends on your team that are, hey, it's 1, 2, and 3. It's all three of us. A lot of times that you guys are competing to be numero uno. What's that like? Is that fun? Is it stressful? What's that like?
No, it's really exciting, you know. When someone has a bad round, we always try to pick them up. And when we all play well, it's super exciting to see how our score drops. Like, I think we had a school record earlier this season, and we were all really excited for that. We all played really well, and I'm just happy for the team.
So I remember when we had you in last time, I think it was last summer or whatever, and you were talking about, hey, I'm trying to get better at the mental aspect of the game. We've talked about it with Coach Zimmerman there and other golf coaches, just about how mental golf is. How have you been able to grow in that aspect of the game this year?
Yeah, I think that's the aspect of my game where I've gotten the best at, or I've improved the most, definitely for this year. The mental aspect is just so strong in golf, and if you have the confidence and like the drive to do it, then your mental game is good, then you're going to see results, and I've been seeing those results. So,
Olivia Braun, Kim Zimmerman, Matt McClure, and yours truly, David Tewksbury, live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. So what does one do to improve their mental aspect? Because that's great to say is, you know, I want to get better mentally.
Yeah.
But what do you actually do to actually see those results in terms of those mental gymnastics, if you will?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a number of things. Playing in tournaments, feeling pressure on yourself to do well, being under stressful situations, really more experiences rather than kind of working on it has helped me strengthen my mental game. Yeah.
So what's it like, you know, kind of being in the zone on the course? Like maybe you see a putt roll, you know, it's for birdie, and that just sparks the round, the entire front nine or back nine. What's that feeling like? Hey, I saw one roll in. That's going to carry into the next couple holes.
Yeah, so I get really excited. I try not to let myself get too excited because it's better if you just stay kind of at one level throughout the entire round of golf. But, you know, just like a made putt, it can be the opposite too. So that's kind of what you have to work on, is not letting yourself get too down.
So you're saying that, you know, if you win a tournament, Scottie Scheffler, he won the PGA, he slammed his hat on the ground. Yeah, if you win a meet or something like that, you're not going to slam your visor or hat down on the ground then?
You know, I don't think so. That's not really me, no.
Do you ever give yourself a chance to, not showboat, but not boast, but, you know, get a little excited? Because, you know, sometimes when you watch, you know, these PGA events, everyone is so locked in, so dialed in all the time. And then you see a moment of, oh, these guys are human beings. You know, they miss a shot and they get fired up. And sometimes it's a hot mic. It catches a couple of colorful words sometime. But, you know, when they hit a shot, you know, you see a fist pump or something like that. Do you allow yourself moments like that, and what does that look like?
Yeah, I would say I let myself get excited more maybe towards the end of the round. But, like I said, I try to keep myself at one level of, like, excitement, and then after the round I can celebrate. Yeah.
Do you try different shots throughout your round? Like, hey, I'm going to maybe try to, you know, flop this on instead of a little bump and run and those kinds of things? Or does it kind of depend on where you are on the course? Or
can
you, you know, sometimes, like, you could be at the front and be like, hey, I probably should bump and run this, but I want to try a flop shot here or something like that.
Yeah, that's one thing I've been working on this year is hitting different shaped shots. I think I'm doing a pretty good job of it. But if you stay in the fairway, then you don't really need to have those special shots. But, yeah, that's something I'm working on.
So you're behind a tree. Are you a take-your-medicine kind of gal and just punch it out a little bit, or are you trying to push that one through it?
I'm pushing it through it.
to this day, still?
Yeah.
Coach Zimmerman, how does that work out for most times?
Well, for her, it works out pretty well, but I wouldn't advise that for most of our team. Depends on where you're at in your round. How you're playing and how much confidence you have in that shot. So there's a lot that kind of goes into it too. I know they don't always know where they're at, you know, team-wise or individual-wise, but you know, some of that plays into it too as to where they're at in their round and how they've been playing.
So how do you stay focused on your round? How do you stay focused on your team? I know you always want to be at the top of the leaderboard as a team, as an individual, and that sort of thing. Do you allow yourself to maybe check the app or something like that, maybe through nine, or is it you're just so focused on, you know, your game?
Me personally, I focus on playing the course and trying to beat par and beat the course. I have played rounds where I've, like, kind of focused more on the people I'm playing against, and it never pans out very well for me. So for me, I just try to stay focused on how I'm hitting the golf ball and what I need to do to beat the course.
Do you kind of, you know, if you're paired up with somebody, do you talk to the person much, or are you just so laser focused on what you're trying to do?
Yeah, it kind of depends on the person. But, you know, Allison Myernick, I played with her for a long time, the last couple of years, but I don't have her this year. So I would talk to her a little bit, but new people kind of this year and making new friendships, but I would say I stay pretty locked in most of the time.
Yeah, that's interesting because she was outstanding this year as a freshman in the GPAC. Of course, she was at the national tournament here. I think she was tied for 32nd going into the last day. Do you still keep in touch with her? Maybe shoot her a text, you know,
once
in a while? What's that like?
Yeah, I do. I actually told her good luck, and I was watching her scores actually when she was playing. We're playing in the two women together, which is like 2 weeks after state, I think, or something like that. It's at my home course. But, yeah, I keep in touch with her. She's probably my best friend right now. So, yeah.
Very cool.
That's good stuff. What would you say is your best part of your game, or where do you feel like you're most confident? Is it off the tee? Is it your iron play? Is it your putter? Does it depend? Is it your chipping? Or I'm just curious from your perspective.
Kind of depends on the day. I'd say my irons, I really strike the ball well, I'd say. I'm a pretty good player that way, but my putting has gotten a lot better. It's more kind of the confidence I have in my game. I wouldn't say one sticks out more than the others.
Walk us through the 295. That was the team record here. I think that was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
I think that was at Lee Park, if memory serves. Kind of walk us through that event and how dialed in you guys were as a team.
Yeah, so I didn't know where the team was sitting. I was coming in the last couple holes, and I actually didn't play the last couple holes very well. But as soon as I got in and saw everybody, or we had four scores in the 70s, which is great. I think Chloe Vikander, she shot her PR, and I think the entire team was just so excited for each other, and a lot of people shot really well there. So I was excited for the team.
Do a couple, like, Gatorade buckets after that? Like, they do, like, the old ice bucket challenge. They give you the old Gatorade bucket afterwards?
Actually, it was chilly that day, so.
They probably needed hot chocolate or something.
Yeah, I'm good.
So were your teammates kind of, were you the last one to finish up there, or how did that kind of work?
Yeah, so we play a shotgun, so it kind of depends how fast everybody's playing.
Uh-huh.
I think I was the first one in, though. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So weather conditions out there this week, not great. whole lot of rain. You guys are going to be in action here, hopefully, on Thursday and Friday, more down south. What do you do to stay sharp over the last couple weeks, or last couple days, I guess?
So we've gotten two tournaments canceled so far. We were supposed to have one yesterday in Watertown, but I think we're doing a great job. We're hitting on the simulators, working on the mechanics of our swing, and it's not like outside. I mean, it's never going to be, but I think we're doing the best we can, and hopefully that shows off on Thursday.
So we were talking a little bit off the air, the wet conditions. We also talk about the wind conditions always playing a factor. Would you rather play in wind or when the course is a little bit wet?
Yeah, honestly, me personally, I think I would rather play in windy conditions. I think I play really well in windy conditions personally. So I like when it's windy because a lot of people are like, oh, I have to play in the wind. So it's like, oh, I already beat you because your mental game is not there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm one of those guys. I hate playing in the wind. It's not a favorite of mine for sure. You've got the SDSU sweatshirt on right now. Of course, you're committed there. We'll talk about that. You're going to be out west, or I should say you were out west at Pebble Beach. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the rest of the season. Coach Zimmerman, he'll also be joining us here as well. Take a quick break in the action. More with Coach Kim Zimmerman and Olivia Braun after this on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen. Kim Zimmerman, Olivia Braun, Matt McClure. I'm David Tewksbury. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday installment of the show. Kind of talking off the air about the weather forecast and, you know, playing in not ideal conditions. Are you a golf psycho? And by that I mean people that are playing out there when it's like mid-40s and rainy. Now, granted, the matches and the meets and everything else like that is canceled or postponed or whatever, but sometimes you'll maybe find a way to get in nine holes at Mach or Lee Park or something like that. Are you one of those people that's like, eh, it's only mid-40s, I'll go out there and play?
Yeah, because, you know, you don't get many opportunities to play in those conditions, you know, and I think you need to practice in those conditions if you're going to play in those big conditions. So, yeah, I'm going to be the person that's out there.
That's an interesting thought because you could maybe play in one of those in those positions, you know, during a meet or something like that. So that's kind of more like a mindset thing than anything else then, right?
Yeah.
I got to ask about the trip out west to California. We were talking about it this last summer before you went out there. Coach Zimmerman was like, hey, she's going to be playing Pebble Beach. And we were just geeking out, so jealous that you guys had the opportunity to do so or that you had the opportunity to play. What was it like just kind of taking in all of the sights and sounds of playing on a really, really beautiful course like that?
Yeah, I mean, it was gorgeous. It was like the only thing you see in movies. It's like, it was crazy. It was so well, like, maintained, and we got really lucky because we got a nice day. They say it's always, like, really windy out at Pebble Beach, but it was only, like, 10 miles an hour, and, yeah, it was just, it was more, I didn't even focus on the golfing, more like the course, just seeing the course and, like, the ocean. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's a great experience. And
it's the dream for, like, 95% of golf psychos.
No doubt about it. What are some of the things you'll remember most about, you know, the course, whether, you know, tee boxes or, you know, the views from the tee box or the greens or things of that?
Yeah. Honestly, I'll never forget that moment. It's going to be like a core memory in my life. But I was really excited because my putter got hot at Pebble and I made like 6 1 putts in a row. It was a crazy long stretch of me doing that. And it was so much fun. Great experience. Yeah.
Well, we reshared the video on social media of that hot putter, and we're like, geez, how is she nailing some of these putts? And you were playing with, who were you playing with? Who were you teaming
Steve
up?
Steve Flush.
Yeah. So what did you get a chance to catch up with him much? Does he kind of walk you through shots? What's that sort of like?
Yeah, he didn't really talk to me very much.
Really?
Yeah. It was just kind of me, myself, and I, honestly. I didn't really get to know him that much, but.
Huh. That's interesting.
That is interesting. We were like, oh, I remember when we were talking, we're like, hey, it could be a great experience to kind of pick his brain and things of that. So, yeah, it is interesting. How was it kind of reading putts that there? Was it tough for the most part?
Well, I guess I was making them, so.
Yeah.
But, no, it was just like any other kind of golf course green. It was just a great experience.
No doubt about it. Olivia Braun, Kim Zimmerman here live in studio on Fox Sports Aberdeen. You've got the SDSU gold and blue on. I mean, I guess you trade in the blue and gold from Central to some more blue and gold, so it kind of fits the color scheme. Walk us through the recruiting process and how that decision came to be for you.
Yeah, so I know I wanted to stay close to home. You know, I have a great family, great support system, and so that kind of left me with limited options. So I sent out a couple emails. My uncle went to SDSU as well as my mom and a couple other people in my family, so that was definitely high on the list. And then I went to take a visit for them, and, you know, I liked the campus, I liked the team, I liked the vibe, the energy, and so I decided, yeah, that's where I want to go.
Very cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Were there a lot of other schools, you know, trying to, or were you looking at other schools, or was it mostly just South Dakota State there?
It was mostly just SDSU. I know it's a great school. I mean, half my family went to it. So,
sure.
Yeah.
How competitive is it when you're playing with your family members, be it your mom or your uncle or something like that? Do you guys walk, or you taking the card or something like that? And who wins, and what's that look like? Walk us through a round.
Well, me and my grandpa and my grandma are like really the only people that golf in my family. My mom is not a golfer. She does not golf. She tries. And she'll come out with me every once in a while, and it's fun, but yeah.
Well, she's not here to defend herself. Throwing shade at your mom. Tough sledding. But, well, you know, at least she's out there playing. At least she's out there having fun. Coach Zimmerman, let's kind of bring you in here a little bit. You guys are going to be on the road this upcoming Thursday and Friday, weather permitting, traveling down south there, Brookings and Brandon Valley. What's kind of the course looking like, and how do these play, and just kind of your expectations for the next couple days here a little bit?
Well, first of all, we go to Brookings tomorrow, and we played the Brookings Country Club like, I want to say 3 years ago at the state tournament. So most of these girls that were around back then that are around, you know, right now are familiar with the course. Typically, they have fast greens, which will not be the case tomorrow. But I think there's maybe a handful of holes that kind of jump up and grab your attention at Brookings. But it's a course that you just have to manage around the holes that I was talking about, the greens can kind of be, you know, a little tricky. You have to leave it in the right spot and the right side of the green. You can't short side yourself, you know, things like that. But I'm just looking forward to getting out again. Brandon on Friday is where the ESD is at. So their invite is Friday. Looking forward. I haven't been down there for a while. So I know they did some reconstruction and revamping of some things, but I'm not sure exactly where and how much they did. So it'll be kind of a new test for me too, to see the course and see what it's like and see what they did and kind of go from there. So it'll give these guys an opportunity to play the course again before conference. And then early next week, we go back down there to play a practice round on Monday. And then we have our conference meet next Tuesday. So we have potentially a lot of golf in the next few days to play. I knew it was going to ramp up in May, but because of the weather, we, you know, obviously have had a couple weeks off, but looking forward to the next, you know, week or so, just getting in a couple invites and then conference, and then we'll worry about state after that.
And Coach, do you have a, like, coming into a golf season, do you have like a couple like highlighted that you're really looking forward to? Obviously you mentioned the conference meet and you're just ready to get out there now with the weather, but coming into a season, do you have ones that you're more looking forward to than others? Or
I kind of break our season down into three parts. We have a regular season, and we take those meets meet by meet. We don't look ahead. We don't, you know, like, oh, 2 weeks from now, we don't do that. We just try to focus on the next meet during the regular season. And then the second part is conference. Obviously, that's a big, big meet, and hopefully we're playing our best golf at the end of the year. And thirdly would be the state tournament. So break it down in those three parts, those thirds, and kind of feel like, you know, we take it one third at a time, and that's kind of how I approach it. And just, you know, focus on that. I'm not looking over tomorrow, but yet I'm looking forward to Friday because that's where the conference is going to be at. So
we're not breaking any news here that we're fans of Central Golf. We're fans of both of you guys and the rest of the team, for that matter. We're kind of talking you up. You know, here they go again, and they're rocking and rolling. Is there pressure, you know, when you're on a hot streak like you guys are? You know, you're putting up 295, setting school records, and you're going to SDSU and this and that. Like, is there pressure to go out there and win a state championship? I know, you know, Olivia, you've been so close last couple of years. Now it's like, okay, third time's the charm kind of thing. Is there a lot of pressure, or is it just like, hey, I'm focused on the next shot?
I think it's more I'm focused on the next shot. You can't get too caught up in, like, oh, my goodness, you know, I got this whole like pressure going on, but it's more I gotta focus on the next hole and take it a tournament at a time. And I mean, golf, you only win 10% of the time, so you can't really expect anything. Just go out and play your game.
Coach, how about you?
Yeah, I agree. It's, you know, we preach a lot in golf, stay in the moment. And, you know, the state tournament's 36 holes. It's a long 2 days mentally and physically, based on, depending on what the weather's like. But I think these guys as juniors and sophomores now are kind of seeing that they're realizing that you just cannot look ahead. You just really have to play it hole by hole and, you know, let the shots fall where they may. But you just can't get caught up when thinking about the next nine holes or the next day or things like that. And I think if you do that, you'll be fine, you know. And if they go out and play their game individually, they worry about their own game, it'll take care of the team side of things. So that's my outlook on things and kind of view of how to approach that. But stay in the moment. Worry about the next shot. Don't worry about the shot you just had because you can't do anything about that. And stay in the moment, and hopefully good things will happen.
Tuke's talked about it there, you know, third time's the charm. You know, coming into this year, did that add a little fuel to your fire at all individually,
yeah,
knowing that you're so close?
Yeah, I mean, freshman year, I got third. Sophomore year, I got second. So junior year, you know, we're hoping I can pull it out. But I think, you know, last year I was really frustrated with how I ended. And this year I came back with a stronger mental game, and I think I'm ready for the state tournament.
Well, we're excited to see how you do. We're excited to see how the whole team does. I'm just curious, you know, around with Allison Myrink, you know, you talk about your friendship with her. I think from the casual observer that you'd say, man, they are really competitive against each other. You're like, and you still may be.
Yeah.
But you're also really good friends. Like, how does that develop? How does the friendship develop like that?
Yeah, so we've been competitors since, I mean, I was like 10. Yeah. We met on like the junior tour that goes around South Dakota. But she's just, we've grown in our friendship being competitors. And I think, you know, that's one of the best types of friendship. And yeah, we're still going to stay in touch. And, you know, I honestly miss golfing with her. So I'm really looking forward to the two women playing with her. But yeah, our friendship has developed a lot.
Do you give each other like pointers at all, or not really?
When we get on the course, it's normally kind of like our competitor side comes out.
Sure.
And sure, we talk a little bit on the course, but it's more just kind of like, how you doing, you know, not any pointers, no.
A little trash talk? Are you a big smack talker out there? It's like, left that one a little bit short again. Tough
no,
one for you.
No.
No, I wouldn't think so. I'm just teasing. But go ahead.
This is just a, you know, when you, do you have like a course out here in South Dakota that you go to and you it's just, when I play this course, I'm going to shoot low. Do you have a course like that out here? Or like, hey, I know this course well.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to play well.
Honestly, for any course, I've played all of them so many times now because this is my, fifth year out. So I don't think there's a specific course, but, yeah, I know them all pretty well, so I'm always excited to play them.
State's not that far off. Looking forward to tomorrow and, of course, Friday as well. Coach, I'll kind of leave it with you for the final question here. You know, obviously we know what Olivia has done this season, but the rest of the team has really, really played well. Just how impressed have you been throughout this entire season so far with the entire team?
I've been very pleased with, you know, how they've been playing and practicing and just, you know, how much they've improved since last year. It may not always show in the scores, but, you know, more consistent individual and team scores this year. I know we were capable of posting those last year, but this year it seems like it's just, you know, and I think it's, you know, they've kind of grown on them a little bit that they've, you know, come to expect that. And, you know, nothing's given to you in golf. You have to earn it. So even though we had some good team scores, we broke a record, you know, school record and things like that, you know, nobody's going to give us anything. We have to go out and earn it. So hopefully I'm instilling that into them that, you know, just because we won last week or yesterday or whatever the case may be, we still have to go out and compete. And teams are, you know, kind of have a bullseye on your back. And regardless if you beat them by 1 or 10 or 20 or whatever the case may be, they're gonna come out and, you know, compete with you and try to beat you, and both individually and team-wise. So I think, you know, that goes without saying.
Yeah, Mitchell's been right there with you guys, kind of neck and neck all throughout the season. Do you have a friendship with Maddie Childs? I know she's been kind of the next up-and-coming player, feels like, for the Mitchell squad.
Yeah, I would say we've played together a lot.
Don't know her too well.
Yeah, not as well as Allie, but yeah, I would say, you know.
The one thing I was going to mention, too, is Olivia grew up playing with Reese Jansen. You know, I mean, as a seventh and eighth grader, so she's played with some of the best players in the state. And you can learn a lot by playing with really good players, just their mannerisms and how they handle their round of golf. So, you know, hopefully between Allison and Reese, I mean, she's played with some really good players the last few years. And I think she's, you know, growing to like that and compete that way. So that's been a good thing.
Well, continued success. Looking forward to you guys being on the road here this upcoming weekend, Thursday and Friday, and then into next week there, of course, the state tournament not that far off. Appreciate you both popping in studio. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys, for all you do. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure for sure. Right here on Fox Sports Aberdeen, we continue on next with a recap of the Aberdeen-Roncalli tennis squad. They were down south in Sioux Falls yesterday for the state tournament. We'll talk about that and more after this. Sports Hub continues on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 on the AM dial, 98.5 on the FM dial, and online at hubcityradio.com. Our thanks to Kim Zimmerman and Olivia Braun taking time and chatting a little golf with a couple of guys that are, let's be frank, wannabe golfers.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a wannabe.
No doubt.
Yeah. Which I started the game younger, played when I was like 5 instead of when I was like 17.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'd be better.
Should we just quit our jobs and just be professional golfers? I mean, we might not make anything, but we're out there.
You know, I try to play a professional golf schedule. I try to get out there as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I got that going for me.
Easy there, Bill Murray. So I got that going for me. On your deathbed, you will receive eternal happiness. Name that movie line. All right, coming up next on the show, we'll have a Thursday installment of the program. And, of course, that'll be tomorrow. Then, of course, on Friday, we've got Spencer Christensen. He'll be talking all sorts of recruiting, and that'll be a really fun discussion with him. He's sent us a couple of bullet points and things that we'd like to talk about, and that's going to be a fun show on Friday. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's been following a lot of these summer league that's just so big in the state, it seems like, right? South Dakota, Minnesota. He's got the intel, that's for sure. And we had him on a couple weeks ago. You weren't in. I'm glad you're going to be in, kind of pick his brain a little bit more and talking about some of the athletes there. I mean, just some of the numbers that some local guys put up at those things have been pretty major, huh?
They have been fantastic, and one of the guys that head coach Matt Wilbur's eyeing, certainly Marvin Richard III, so we'll see how that all plays out in the not-too-distant future. High school tennis from yesterday, shout-out to Gannon May of Aberdeen-Roncalli, placing third in Flight 1 singles, a sixth-place finish for Linus Johnson in Flight 3 singles, and a sixth-place finish for Caleb Stokes in Flight 5 singles. Collectively, as a squad, Aberdeen-Roncalli in sixth place out of 11 squads there in Class A, and a really solid year, I think, for Coach Haskell's squad.
Yeah, I mean, there were a couple early wins for maybe finishing in fifth, but big shout-out to Gannon May. He lost to the eventual champion, and then he played Eli Plank, who he lost to earlier this year for third place, and he was able to rebound and get that W. So big shout-out to Gannon as well, finishing strong.
As we knew he would. We knew he'd finish strong. By the way, speaking of finishing strong, I don't know if this gives you a pit in your stomach saying it, but Bismarck wins the Robertson Cup. They downed the Lone Star Brahmas yesterday 4-2.